Voters cast ballots today for primary races in key states across the country. And observers are keeping a close eye on how endorsements by former President Donald Trump help or harm candidates in these hotly contested races. To break it all down, I'm joined by our political correspondent, Lisa Desjardins. Lisa, welcome. So, Lisa, remind us which states are voting today and what stands out in each one of them.
Judy, it is just 5 states voting today, but they are good ones. Let's look at the map. We're talking about blue, purple, and red states across the country. We highlight them all in yellow just to be unified, let's say. But these states are important for several reasons, one of which, Judy, of course, is the U.S. Senate itself. The candidates that the parties will choose today in some of these states, and we'll talk about them more, could set up could determine, in fact, which party determines the Senate itself. As you know, a 50-50 balance there, and any close Senate race is so important for the country and for both parties.
Well, let me ask you about one of the states, one of the early states where the polls are closing. That's North Carolina. There's an important Senate race there.
That's right. The North Carolina Senate race is a fascinating one. Let's look at the candidates there. These are the Republican candidates, first of all. This is one of those races where former President Trump has made an endorsement. That is Representative Ted Budd, who you see there on the left of your screen, current congressman. But he is opposing some other really well-known names in North Carolina, former governor Pat McCrory, and also another former member of Congress, Mark Walker. Right now, polls show Ted Budd ahead, but it's election day. You never know what will happen. It does seem like Trump's endorsement and Representative Budd's ability to get ahead on fundraising early helped him. We do know in North Carolina they had record-breaking early voting in that state. The polls today have been mixed as far as turnout. Let's talk about the Democrat who would like to oppose one of those Republicans. Interesting candidate as well, Sherry Beasley. She is a former Chief Justice of the North Carolina Supreme Court. If elected, she would be the 3rd Black woman ever elected to the U.S. Senate. She does have a large Democratic field, 11 other candidates, but she's really far out in front. She is expected to win that race tonight. Another race in North Carolina I think our viewers might be interested in, a congressional race, that of Representative Madison Cawthorn. He is just 25 years old. He is someone who is known in recent days for a number of scandals, including sexual improprieties. Judy, I think I'll put it this way about the kind of hot water Representative Cawthorn has gotten into recently. He faces not one, but 3 court dates coming up on traffic and gun violations. But we'll see. He's a Trump-endorsed candidate. He may survive. We'll see.
And Lisa, on to Pennsylvania, where there are 2 big races we're watching. Remind us what's going on there.
You hear Rocky wants to hear about, my cat wants to hear about Pennsylvania, too. Let's talk about the Senate race there. At the top of that list, President Trump is also endorsed in that race. That's Dr. Oz. A lot of our viewers will know the well-known health and personality on TV against Republican David McCormick. But we're watching Kathy Barnett. That's the candidate there on the left, who has really surged in the past days as the 2 other candidates have been attacking each other. Quickly to the Democratic side of that race, John Fetterman has been out in front of polls. He's the lieutenant governor in Pennsylvania. However, over the weekend, he suffered a minor stroke. Today, his campaign says that he is having a pacemaker installed with a defibrillator. They say he should be able to resume campaigning, but we will see if that affects day of voting. Low turnout in Pennsylvania today.
Well, we certainly wish him good health, and we're glad that Rocky's paying close attention to all these races,
right,
Lisa? Thank you.
He wants a treat.
For sure. And online, you can stay up to date with the latest election results from all 5 states that are holding primary elections today. You can find that at pbs.org/newshour.